A resolution in support of zero carbon development, which utilizes electric and solar as energy sources, is being considered by the Las Cruces City Council, impacting only new municipal construction. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRocque says the ultimate goal is for new buildings to be powered by renewable energy.
This resolution is about making a building potentially greenhouse gas free because it's all electric and electricity can ultimately be delivered through renewable energy.
City Sustainability Specialist Jenny Hernandez says the resolution also addresses current technical barriers, including the need for training.
What we're proposing for this barrier is that we do an annual conference that provides guidance and education on zero carbon development. And we think that that'll really help get everyone the understanding that they need, but also the training, right, the technical portion.
The policy is being introduced as a resolution rather than a more formal ordinance to give the city greater freedom to make additional changes. It's an idea supported by Councillor Gabe Vasquez, who noted the importance of continual evaluation.
It's the right thing to do, and I appreciate that ability to kind of perfect and understand the troubleshoot the kinks or the potential difficulties or challenges moving forward before it gets codified into an ordinance.
Mayor Ken Miyagashima says he would like to see the city utilize third-party agreements to save money on electric costs. Beyond that, he also advocated for emergency access to natural gas.
For some reason, I just don't quite feel that this future resolution addresses what I think council would like to see, the slow elimination of greenhouse gases, still recognizing the investment that the utilities has put in, but at the same time, you know, in the event of emergency, have access to it.
The Housing and Neighborhood Services Department says additional consultation needs to be done with nonprofit city partners to ensure that affordable housing projects stay affordable. City Sustainability Officer Lisa LaRocque says the Federal Justice 40 initiative is set up to help the lower to moderate income community take advantage of clean energy funding opportunities.
The infrastructure and reconciliation grants that will be coming out all have a condition on them called Justice 40. 40% of the funds have to go to the LMI community. Criteria has to show that they have made an impact. So all of these different incentives, rebate programs, grant programs, are such that it would be fiscally irresponsible not to follow these guidelines and these grant opportunities to be able to maximize what you could do for these communities.
Councillor Gil Sorg, who is in support of the resolution, says it builds on New Mexico's Energy Transition Act and helps the city to take control of its clean energy future.
We need a path to a clean energy future. The state has already done that with their Energy Act that they passed a couple years ago. And so this is just part of that path that we go. I simply look at it this way. You have a building that's just all electric run. It's heated by electricity. Water is heated by electricity, and any cooking is done by electricity instead of gas.
The council is expected to vote on the resolution in late December. For CAREWG Public Media, I'm Madison Staten.